This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip: what are the secrets of the tahajjud prayer in our ubudiyya? Now, dear listeners, when talking about things which we can do in order to increase our ubudiyya, in order to enhance our ubudiyya, our servitude of Allah, great and exalted is He, we find that the nafila prayers, the mustahab prayers, the supererogatory prayers are something that are really important in increasing and enhancing our servitude of Allah. Now, within these supererogatory prayers, these extra prayers, these mustahab recommended nafila prayers, the prayer of tahajjud occupies a very special station. And the performance of this tahajjud prayer has been very much emphasized in the verses of the Holy Quran and the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt. Now, this tahajjud prayer has a special station when compared to the other nafila and supererogatory prayers. And it is for this reason that the saints, the awliya of Allah, were always heedful of and used to offer the tahajjud prayers and the midnight vigils. Truly, the tahajjud prayer, which is prayed after midnight and before the dawn prayers, the fajr prayers, is something which is highly, highly recommended for those who want to enhance their ubudiyya to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear listeners of the program Foresight, my name is Muhammad. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from the whispered prayer of the utterly poor. Stay tuned. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. My God, O utmost hope of the hopers, O ultimate demand of the askers, O furthest request of the requesters, O highest desire of the desirers, O patron of the righteous, O security of the fearful, O responder to the supplication of the distressed, O storehouse of the destitute, O treasure of the pitiful, O help of the help seekers, O accomplisher of the needs of the poor and the miserable, O most generous of the most generous, O most merciful of the merciful, to you is my humble subjection and request, to you my pleading and imploring. I ask you to let me attain the repose of your good pleasure, and to make constant toward me the favors of your kindness. Here I am, standing before the gate of your generosity, opening myself up to the breezes of your goodness, holding fast to your strong cord, clinging to your firm handle.
يحيى إذا زرتم وتفرح باللقاء الحدق فإن غبتم فلا صبر ولا جند ولا رمق بكم يحيى إذا زرتم وتفرح باللقاء الحدق فإن غبتم فلا صبر ولا جند ولا رمق.
Welcome back, dear listeners. In continuation to what we were saying, talking about the secrets of tahajjud prayer in our ubudiyya, we find that the tahajjud prayer occupies a very special station when compared to the other recommended prayers. The saints and the awliya of Allah, those who are near and close to Allah, those who are the selected ones of Allah, were truly heedful and were careful to pray this post-midnight prayer by the name of tahajjud. It is such, dear friends, that Allah has even made incumbent upon His most beloved servant, the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, to perform this tahajjud prayer, this night supererogatory prayer, by commanding him in the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Isra, chapter Al-Isra, which is chapter number 17, in verse number 79, Allah says in the Holy Quran to the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and keep vigil for a part of the night as a supererogatory devotion for you. A very beautiful and very powerful emphasis on the tahajjud prayers and how it is a secret which can enhance our ubudiyya.
Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Mannan,
haqqiq amal. IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
Ya Allah, ya Rahman, haqqiq amalina.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
There are some Muslims, remember, we're growing up here in the West. Let's be careful about this. Sometimes when we grow up here in the West, we're trained to be selfish. We're trained to be selfish. How is that the case? But there's so many good causes. People are helping people. Don't you see? Listen to what carefully to what I say. See if this makes sense. We're trained to be selfish. There are some Muslims, brothers and sisters, when they see the suffering of other people, they see Muslims who are not praying, Muslims who are not fasting. There's some people, they practice themselves. I'm practicing. I mean, he or she is not practicing. I'm not traumatized at the idea of seeing my brothers and sisters are not doing what they're supposed to do. There's some people who don't feel that way towards other Muslims. Then there's some people who maybe according to Muslims, they say, well, Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahy bin Munkar, if I see a Muslim, one of my family members, they're not making salat, I'll go. Sometimes we don't feel this sense towards the rest of creation. The rest of the people, Amir al-Mu'mineen told us, there are equals in creation. What do I feel about them? When I see, for instance, people are on alcohol, drugs, homeless, depressed, gambling. When I see those different vices that are in society, how do I feel towards those people? And God forbid I'm one of those Muslims who looks scornfully at the local population. I want to give you a story from the life of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Prophet was in Mecca and he saw somebody who was gambling in Mecca. One of the mushrikeen, apparently this is before Islam. Sometimes gambling becomes an addiction. They keep thinking, I'm gonna win, I can make it, I'll get it right this time. So the Prophet's watching this in Medina. This poor guy starts gambling, gets into a fix. He gambles away his camel. Instead of him thinking, enough is enough, I'll cut my losses, I'll leave. You know how it is when people are gambling? He says, I'm gonna up the stakes. I'm gonna put my house on the line. He puts his house on the line, he loses his house. He can't stop himself. He says, what I'm gonna do is I'll gamble 10 years of my life. I'm gonna work for you for 10 years. This time it'll come through. And again, he lost 10 years of his life. When the Prophet saw this, they said the Prophet was so upset seeing one of the mushrikeen suffer in this way, he left Mecca. He went out into the hills. The rest of that day he spent outside of Mecca. Then after that, and towards the evening, later on in the evening, the Prophet came back. So true Islam, in a nutshell, we care about others. We feel for others. We feel for the suffering of others.
يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك يا مقلب القلوب
ثبت قلبي. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So we've been talking about these Tahajjud prayers, these post-midnight prayers, which are very special in the eyes of Allah, the Exalted, the Mighty. And they are a special prayer that occupies a special station when compared to the other recommended mustahab nafila prayers. We said how even in the Holy Quran, Allah has made it incumbent upon the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, to recite these tahajjud prayers, these supererogatory prayers. Now, the Holy Quran has also talked in other places about these night vigils, about this tahajjud prayer. And so in describing those who are observing the night vigils and performing the tahajjud prayers, the Holy Quran says, and pleading Allah's forgiveness at dawns, which is chapter number 3, verse number 17. And in Surah Al-Furqan, chapter 25, verse 63 to 64, Allah says in the Holy Quran, the servants of the All-Beneficent are those who spend the night with their Lord, prostrating in sujood and standing in worship. And finally, we find in Surah Al-Dhariyat, which is chapter number 51, verse number 18 in the Holy Quran, we find that Allah says they used to sleep a little during the night. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. لبيك لك لبيك.